This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah. 10:03 ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. Pretty good point. Justin was, Jackie says, one star from JV for $66 million. He did say it bothers him. That's all he gave the team. One start. That first start last year. And he's been out for 2 years collecting $66 million. Maybe they can work out a decent extension. If he does feel bad enough, but probably going to go, nah.
I don't feel that bad.
Somebody's going to give me a lot of money.
I mean, they're,
I'm going to get a lot of money somewhere.
I'm sure I can get a balloon payment from Detroit or something.
I mean, I think it's more annoying that he waited to have the surgery to push back his return date.
Right.
To potentially miss.
Well, he thought
when they were fighting Chandler Rome's tweet.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. No. Just have the surgery. Just
get the surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sure would be nice if he had had the surgery right away, but. He didn't, and here we are, and one start for $66 million.
We feel bad. What does Jim Crane feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry about, I mean, it'd be nice to have him just because he's a talented player, but as far as hit the money, and not my money, Jim Crane's got to be like, I know insurance is taking care of some of it, but geez, come on.
Well, maybe insurance taking care of
some of it. Yeah.
Unless he does pitch, then, oh well. So there's that. Astros lose last night, 5-4. Luis Garcia giving up. I mean, this Jarrett Walsh, man, can this dude rake? Holy cow. He is a hitter. That lineup in the middle that's not bad. Well, in the middle, Ohtani, followed by Trout, followed by Walsh, followed by Upton. That's a pretty good lineup. That's pretty good foursome that you got to get through. They're much like the Astros, though. It's pretty top heavy, and it gets pretty poor toward the bottom. But that's a team that obviously they think they can win more than they are. They need to get better pitching. Your pitching gives up more than anybody.
Yeah, going into the game last night, they'd given up more runs than anyone in baseball.
So
congratulations to the Astros for making them look pretty good.
Yeah, they did after the Astros started out pretty good.
Yeah.
And could have scored more runs. What, 10 left on base?
11. Let them off the hook early, and then really had nothing going the rest of the way.
In the first inning, you could have blown it open, and you didn't, with Bregman hitting the ground rule double. But and then Stranat Jordan didn't have his best game. But, you know, stuff happens. And Miles Straw was your – how about Miles Straw knocking in a couple? Looking pretty damn good at the play.
He followed Kyle
Tucker. Take that, all you haters.
He followed Kyle Tucker's good night or good day game before. So those two.
Yeah.
And of course.
That Tucker-Straw combination paying off big.
One at a time.
Well, no, I think Straw had two hits.
The night before?
Tucker had the triple and the home run.
So Miles Straw saying, I can't catch a baseball, I can hit.
Who's got a better on-base percentage, Miles Straw or Carlos Correa?
I don't like that game. Because I know the answer, and it doesn't make anyone feel good.
Wow, that's really, 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 really disheartening. It's really disheartening for
Correa's agent.
Correa, yeah. No, Correa's agent's going, hey, Carlos, Miles Straw, really?
You know what the Astros are going to break out when we come to the table or when someone else comes to the table? Yeah, for the first 35 games or so, Miles Straw had a better, if that lasts throughout the year, good grief for him and his contract status. Whew, not a great start, but we'll see how it goes. Only 35 games in for Carlos Correa. We can expect him to be better. Now, can we expect him to be healthy? That combination will determine what he's worth.
Well, you know, an on base of 291, whatever, Carlos, 291, I believe, is his on base right now. Wow. Dude, take a walk. Grab some, get hit by a pitch or something. Do something to get on base. That's really not good. 260 something average with a 291 on base. You ain't getting $30 million a year, brother.
You wish it was
not for that.
I think you wish it's 260 something as of last night.
And then
night.
We're watching Lindor suck. You think we're giving you 34 over 10?
Didn't it get under 250 last night for Carlos? 244 now. You wish it was 260 something.
Oh my God, Carlos, what the hell? Well, he's 2 for his last 32.
So you saying that's not good?
2 for 32? Lowe's, come on, baby, pick it up.
And if Yuli didn't
you want to feed the family? Your family ain't going to be able to eat.
Who is he, Patrick Ewing or Latrell Sprewell? What are you talking about?
Got to feed my family.
If Yuli didn't get thrown out at third to end the game, he might have a hit. Might raise that average.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, yeah, you shouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if he's beating that throw up, but still.
No. No, but either way. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. Texans had a day yesterday. They had a golf tournament. We heard Cal talk.
We still have another.
I'm hearing way too much Cal talking, if you want to know the truth.
So you don't want to hear this other enthusiastic talk?
Let's hear from our owner.
On his expectations.
Let's hear from the owner of our franchise. Can't get enough of this.
So on the business side, we expect to not miss a beat, and so we'll be back. The league and a lot of other teams expect it'll take 2 years to recover from the virus, and so that's kind of in the back of our mind. But that'll take care of itself. We're excited to get the fans back in the stadium. We're having a lot of great news on season tickets and all that kind of stuff.
I don't believe you.
Are you though?
Really well, it's hard to predict how the your season will go. Sometimes the team you're playing will be on a hot streak, and sometimes a ball will not bounce your way, but sometimes it will. So we'll go out expecting to win every game, and we'll play that way. We'll play hard as a team, and I expect them to play hard, to play fundamental, to make us proud, and we'll take whatever. The winds come our way.
John, why are you hiding your face? Why are your hands over your face? Why is your hand over your face? You heard him sometimes.
I miss the days of ox in the ditch.
You do?
Yeah. I miss the ox in the ditch days.
But you have knowledge as power.
Do I?
Yes.
Sometimes the ball bounces your way. And sometimes it doesn't.
But we're just going to be very...
We're going to play fundamental.
We expect us to fundamentally sound. Is that what you mean, Cal?
And our boys are going to make us proud.
Are they?
Oh, what a cornball organization. Oh, I'm just so tired of it. This is what we have to root for.
Do you feel
this
like...
This is what...
Did he tell the truth when he said season ticket...
No!
Thing, did he, when he said that season ticket thing, did he tell the truth?
Are you, though...
What did he say again?
Where's Mary? Can you play Mary for him?
What did he say again?
He said, we're excited about...
That they're having great news about the season tickets?
Great news about season tickets.
Really?
Are you
the league and a lot of other teams expect it'll take 2 years to recover from the virus. And so that's kind of in the back of our mind.
Somebody told you that? Is that what you're saying, Cal?
Fans back in the stadium. We're having a lot of great news on season tickets and all that kind of
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Oh, so, are you, that. Though? A lot of great news.
I don't look.
I mean, big sweet holders that are like,
What does he consider great news?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure.
I know. Is there the waiting list? I'm sure still exists, right?
Yeah.
People still want the tickets. Waiting
list well, I don't know, though. I've heard people effect. That are, hey, you're on the waiting list. You want your ticket? Nah, I'm a pass. I'm a pass on this.
It's probably shrunk significantly, but it still exists. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you can't get tickets anytime.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Our guy KJ says, I guess my season ticket rep didn't break the news to him that they lost me as a season ticket holder.
I guess they didn't break the news. I did too, KJ. I've been there since the get-go, and I ain't doing it no more. I'm done.
I would say, excuse me, sir, can you explain what you mean by great news? Because, I mean, the word on the street is people are dropping like flies. So what are you hearing?
And stuff like that.
And stuff like that.
We're hearing that it's going to take 2 years. What do you mean we're hearing? Did somebody, did Mark Davis tell you that?
Sure, he's talking.
Did Mark Davis go, hey, Cal, it's going to take a couple of years. Okay.
And you guys are close. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Which owner told Cal the team was close and going in the right direction? Like they told his dad.
Is Cal going to be on any committees? Do you think they're going to trust him with anything?
Ooh, the competition committee?
No. Good God.
Can Cal be on that?
No.
Can he suggest things like a rock and jock thing, like 5-point conversions? Things that would be fun. You know, I was watching MTV Retro.
Ball end zone.
And I was watching Rock and Jock, and they did this 4-point thing. You think that's something we can do in the NFL? I think Cal can be an innovator.
No, don't. Please don't put Cal.
Put him on the competition committee.
Okay. Honestly, week 15, week 14 here. Will the stadium be half full?
No.
Why? No. For who?
It's not like you even have a young quarterback to get people excited. No. When they announced Davis Mills as starter, half the fan base, who?
No, they know who Davis Mills is.
No.
They're like, what the hell?
No, I bet you half the people didn't even pay attention to the draft.
Well, week 15 usually falls around, what, like December 1st?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
If it's Thanksgiving, it might be.
Half full.
Yeah.
10-13.
Will you be there, John?
Yeah. No, I'm not going any.
I almost got you.
I almost dropped an F-bomb on him. 10-14, ESPN. I'm disgusted.
Are you though? Please don't go with your bone, my mind.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Is a tweet by Laverne Spicer, who has a check mark. I don't know who Laverne Spicer is. Let me find out. Laverne Spicer, I founded Curly's House 20 years ago. We provide food to over 70 families in Miami-Dade County area. Okay. Hi, Laverne. Tim Tebow's getting signed because he knows how to throw a football.
No,
Colin Kaepernick isn't getting signed because he doesn't. It's not about race. She really said that.
Laverne.
No.
Tim Tebow's not getting signed because he knows how to throw a football. He's getting signed because his former college coach is near the city where they became legends.
Laverne can't be dumber.
Like
how did you found anything?
Like if I don't know. Like if the Nevada coach, you know, the coach that kind of innovated the pistol and started Colin Kaepernick on the way to the NFL, was the head coach of the Raiders, Colin Kaepernick might get signed. So the only reason he has a spot is because Urban Meyer has a job. Come on, Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, as you would say, John.
Pick up your game, Laverne.
You know what you would say if I was in there? It's funny to me to hear females talk about
throwing footballs. Yeah.
And there are plenty of established women who would give a better take on this. And it's just, Laverne, what are you talking about? What are you talking? And she, I don't know what she does for a living.
She founded Curly's.
She's running for Congress.
It's a restaurant.
She's running for Congress.
Oh, my God.
Frederica Wilson.
It's AOC Jr.
Well, I don't know what she is.
Good Lord. She brought up Colin. She brought up the Tebow's getting signed because he knows how. You can't be dumber. Are you really going to win? Are we going to have another really dumb person in office?
I don't know if Laverne's going to win, but she said something really dumb.
I can't anymore. We can't have all these dumb people in office. He signed because he knows how to throw a football when he's going to be a tight end. Oh,
I don't know if she's going to win the race, but.
Oh, she's probably going to win. If you're dumb, you win now.
I guess.
That's what we do.
What would you say to a politician who ventures into the realm of sports? shut up and lie to me about what you're going to do for me?
Shut up and lie.
Yeah. Just stay out of it when you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Shut up and lie. Don't. Laverne. Ian said, Shirley, come get your girl. That's not Laverne and Shirley. That's different. Oh, you believe this? John Gruden willing to do anything to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers. I could certainly see that. I could certainly see where the Raiders would give up the house for him. I mean, Aaron Rodgers with the Raiders, not a great defensive team, but Aaron Rodgers makes them they're a contender right now if Aaron Rodgers gets there.
Yeah, defense was their problem last year. It looks like I got a tweet that my mic might be low. I don't know. We'll see about that. I'm looking at the levels, and it does look a little low. Oh. Okay, so Twitch were the people who had an issue with it. Sorry about that, Twitch. Yeah, their defense was atrocious. They tried to address it.
Tyler said, suck it, Twitch.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said.
P-A-D, Twitch.
Yeah. D-weeds.
Yeah.
Why are they D-weeds, Tyler?
They are. It's not his fault. It's just what they do. Their issue was giving up scores late.
I love Twitch.
I know. You're becoming...
I'm a Twitch guy.
You're one of those guys now.
Oh, you're not 100% a Twitch guy.
I'm all about Twitch.
Except, no, you don't want to hear... You don't want them to hear
you.
Oh,
no. During the breaks. Do you think I want to get fired? No.
No, you say some objectionable things. Sure. Aaron Rodgers makes them much better, but unless their defense gets fixed, he's going to have the same problems he had in Green Bay. I keep forgetting the exact number, but in his playoff losses, that defense for the Packers gave up upwards of 35 points a game in his playoff losses recently. So that's, and the Raiders had that same issue.
Yeah.
They were a bad defense last year, particularly later in ball games. So if you're Aaron Rodgers, you like that spot, I guess. Who's your best? You have Waller. Who's your best wide receiver there?
Waller.
Yeah, so he may have
Ruggs.
Ruggs. Yeah. Rookie, we'll see what he is.
Yeah, he should be better. He'd be better with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aguilar's still on the team, right?
Is he
a free agent now?
Yeah, he was. I think he signed with someone else. I'll look it up right now. So, yeah, he's with the Patriots. They gave him a deal that people were shocked by.
Who?
Aguilar's with the Patriots now. So I think he would still have some questionable receiving core. He would have a questionable receiving core.
He got Renfro, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be better off in Las Vegas as far as weapons are concerned. I think Davante Adams still exists in Green Bay, and there's no Davante Adams.
Davante Adams says if Aaron Rodgers is gone, I'm out.
I did see that.
Yeah.
But there is no Davante Adams currently in Las Vegas.
So what do you – if you're the Packers, I mean, is there – I mean, if dude says, I ain't playing, do you have to – is this the NBA now? I ain't playing. I ain't coming. You got to trade me. Is the NFL between Deshaun and Aaron Rodgers, has this become the NBA and you're saying, I'm going to go where I want to go?
Well, the Seahawks,
I don't give a rat's ass what you think.
The Seahawks fought it off. We thought that the Russell Wilson thing was happening. Allegedly, they and the Bears were in deep conversation. The Seahawks deny that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get traded. We thought that could happen. Deshaun got short-circuited by his love of little towels. And as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, the Packers have dug in. I think it'll be interesting if the NFL fights hard not to become the NBA, where they say, sorry. And if you miss time, unlike the NBA, you're just going to lose a lot of money. Like the NBA guys, oh, I'm injured. I can't play. And then Anthony Davis can go sit on the sidelines with a that's all folks shirt on. The NFL, I think, wants to avoid that at all costs. I can see the Packers saying, go retire. You're not going to bully us.
Mm-hmm. He needs to come to Houston. He has 35 TDs and 0 picks in 4 games here.
He'd be great.
Yeah, but guess what? He'd be playing. He doesn't get to play against the Texans when he's here. That's the key to having all those touchdowns with no interceptions, is you get to play against the Texans' defense. So you don't get to do that when you're on the team.
There will be better defenses and better coordinators on the other side.
Yes. Yeah. And he has the Texans receivers, offensive running backs, line, offensive line.
And coaches.
Coaches, defense.
Owner.
So
there will be a lot of differences.
Listen, if it's the Texans that the Packers, he's probably going to go,
I got out ahead of myself. I apologize.
I was over my skis.
Yeah. Look, guys, it could always be worse. Yeah. You just proved it.
No. Please don't. No. I'll stay. I promise. I'll shut up. I'll never say another bad thing about you, Gunnar Kunst.
Who starts for the Packers week one? Who is available? Does he start week one?
Boy, how bad would it be if Jordan Love is their quarterback? By all accounts last year, he ain't close.
He wasn't ready
to play. By all accounts. I don't know. We didn't get to see him because of no preseason. But no.
Well, we'll find out this year if all that talk was real or not. But I can't see it in the NFL yet. I know the Deshaun thing was going to be the test case, and he submarined that. I don't see a team trading a franchise quarterback like that.
No,
I don't see it. Not. I think they will say we're not. We don't look. I don't know who will look like the bad guy. I guess the Packers organization will always look like it because a star player is upset. But you're not going to put us in a position where people can talk about us trading one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. I mean, they went through a mini phase of that with Brett Favre when he was with Minnesota and he led them to an NFC title game. I don't think they want to see a repeat of that. To do that twice in what? When did Brett Favre get traded?
Well, they...
'08 or '09
when
he got traded.
It sure did look like it was a repeat of that. We're taking Jordan Love in the first round, so
yeah, they've
we're
already
ready for your exit.
They've taken the first step in that, but will the Packers really trade two Hall of Fame quarterbacks within a decade of each other? Well, it'll be a little bit more, about 15 years with each other. Very few franchises get that opportunity to have two Hall of Famers back to back, and would they trade both of them?
Didn't Favre just go to the Jets? He didn't trade him.
They didn't trade him?
No, they just signed with the Jets.
They just didn't re-up him?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Isn't that what happened?
Maybe. His deal might have just come up and they... I thought he got traded. Maybe.
I don't remember.
The Vikings. After negotiations with both the Buccaneers and New York Jets, the Packers traded Brett Favre to the Jets for a conditional fourth-round pick.
Oh.
So, yeah, if they did trade Aaron Rodgers, it'd be trading your two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back.
Now, for a conditional fourth-rounder, Aaron Rodgers is going to bring...
A lot more. A lot more.
Like... Who brings more, Deshaun or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think we had this talk with Lance.
Our talk was,
do you want more? But who brings more? Aaron Rodgers is going to get you at least two ones, right?
At least.
And maybe
Jamal Adams got two ones.
2 seconds? Because of his age and the fact they're going to give him a new deal?
Let's not forget, it's the Raiders, too.
If it's the Raiders.
And Derek Carr, probably.
Okay. But is it two ones, two twos? And Derek Carr plus a new deal?
Yes.
What you're giving up?
Yep. And you know what? The Raiders don't care.
Look, John Gruden's there for the foreseeable future because they ain't got no money to pay him and then the next guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And in their a new place in Vegas with as much new ad money they're bringing in and ticket sales. And
when they finally get people in the building, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with the Allegiant money for the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, I don't think they... I think, what a splash to have Aaron Rodgers there in your first season. 1028, I think, you know, Greenberg said this on First Take or whatever the hell show he's on. They'll give up the house for him. You know what? I could see it. And maybe he does bring more than Deshaun. I mean, Deshaun's going to bring more masseuses.
They travel with him to the cities.
Damn right. Or, you know, he's got a whole new market.
Some people pointed out Deshaun in Vegas because the stuff he was looking for might be legal.
Ooh. Might be legal, but I think it's about the hunt for Deshaun.
I believe the fantasy of won't they want
somebody who's a pro.
I don't think he wants a guarantee.
No.
It appears the psychologist, at least as my... I'm not the psychologist. You're close enough to one with your daughter, so you can pretend to be.
I can be one.
But I believe the psychology is the will they, won't they aspect of it.
Too much for an old-ass quarterback. No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Not if he's going to pull the whole, I'm playing till 43 like Brady.
Yeah.
If Brady at 38, if you knew who's going to play till 43, you would have given that up.
Absolutely. 1029 ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5. This is I just got an email from Josh Barton. Odds of coaches being with their teams next year. Brad Stevens with the Celtics. Yes, is minus 300 is the favorite. In other words, you have to lay, you have to put down $300 to win $100. Stevens will be back, right? They're the seventh seed right now.
Yeah.
They were not very good this year.
No, and injuries and COVID played a part.
Stevens will get a job like that.
I mean, we thought Indiana was going to offer him the world, and then they wound up going with who? Mike Woodson, I guess. Yeah, he'll be back.
Will Nate Bjorkgren be the Pacers head coach next season?
Not if what has gone down is any indication. Apparently, they've dug into some of his past dealings in other places and hasn't been great. So people are like, why did you even hire this guy? After 1 year, though, I mean, they're going
to. I've heard rumors. Yes, no's the favorite, minus 150.
I know. I've said, last week it seemed like he wasn't going to make it to the end of the year. No, I imagine he'll be gone.
Terry Stotts, no, is the favorite.
That came up again because people were questioning.
Why would they
Portland.
Get rid of him?
People were questioning them because they were sliding back into the play-ins place, but they won four in a row, and I think that's about Dame. Like, Dame saved his job the last time this was a thing. Like, Dame and the players, like, no, you're not firing him.
Yeah.
If they ask Dame again and he goes, he's staying, then he'll stay.
That's good odds, plus 150. That's what I would hit.
Yeah, you would have to know Dame's feeling, because if they ask Dame and he's like, no, don't fire him, then he'll stay.
Here's a pretty good bet. This is value. Will Mike Budenholzer be the Bucks head coach next season?
They get beat in the first round again. No.
No is plus 300. So you lay 100 and you get 300 back.
If they lose in the first round, I don't see how you bring them back.
Uh-uh. Will Scott Brooks be the Wizards head coach next season?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Minus 175. You got to lay
They off. Played well down the stretch.
Yeah, they played well. That's probably easy money. Yeah, he's going to be back. So, yeah, I can certainly there's some good value in some of those.
Is it Stan Van Gundy on that one?
Nope. He's going to be there.
Yeah, I get David Griffin, that's his first big hire as a coach, so I imagine he will be, but even they have not responded.
No, he's a good coach, though. Thibodeau is not on there.
No, of course not.
Yeah. No, it's Tom Thibodeau.
It's Tom. No, it's
Thom Brenneman.
It's Thom Brenneman and Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau. Yeah. 7137803776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5, our Astros were the hot topic this morning for us. And, I mean, a buddy of mine is close to Carlos.
Telling you to calm down?
Well, he didn't know that Straw has a higher on-base percentage
No one would think it's possible.
Keep putting my dude down. He won't come on your show anymore. He never came on my show.
Yeah, when did he come on
the
show?
Yeah, what did you ever do to get Carlos Correa on the show? Nothing, lazy ass.
The closest he ever came on the show was like on a Saturday when he was out at...
he recorded with Lance at...
Oh, thanks. Thanks for nothing. Your guy. Yeah, guess what? Your guy better start hitting. Or your guy's going to... You know what? Your guy's going to be playing for $12 million a year next year. Okay? With his 700 OPS. Better start hitting. 2 for 32. 2 for 32. His last 32. How about come up, get a hit? How about take a walk once in a while? with your 297 on base per 291 on base percentage.
I take you getting on base more than overcoming on the show. Just get on base.
Yeah. Just get on base.
I mean, it'd be a 10 to 12 minute interview. Fine. But if you got on base more, it'd be more enjoyable. That's all I'm saying. You getting on base consistently would be more enjoyable than having you on for 12 to 15 minutes because we'd have to mention the walkout.
You know what? I don't even care if you ever come on the show.
Just get on base. Yeah. Yes.
How about come up with a big hit to win a game last night? How about a two-run homer and you win the game for the team? Now, all of a sudden, now I want to pay you some money. You do stuff like that. Or you go 2 for 32. Yeah. How's that taste? Not very good. Not very good at all. Dusty was thrilled that he doesn't have to wear a mask anymore in the dugout. I am just disgusted. I'm not even doing a mask. By the way, curbside pickup can suck it. Okay?
That's random. What? Why are you offended by curbside pickup?
No. I want to know how you got from mask to that.
Well, because, jump. Listen, going to Missouri changed my life, okay? Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody cares. Maybe nobody's getting vaccinated.
Maybe you should live in Branson.
No, I'm not living in
all
Branson.
All right, then.
But I'll live at Big Cedar Lodge. Okay, that's
well,
a place.
How you going to pay for it?
I can't pay for that.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, you go to a restaurant, there's seven in the prime spot, seven curbside pickups. You know what I'm doing? I'm parking right there in stall number three because I don't give a rat's ass. I'm not walking a mile.
Look at this guy. A mile?
Well, whatever. The parking lot's full, but there's seven open spots for curbside pickup. What? Parking right there.
Look at him.
Suck it, curbside pickup. You know what? That was when maybe you needed seven curbside pickups when no one could leave their car except in a bubble. If you touched someone else, you died. Maybe that was the case. But now that we don't even need masks in Missouri, okay, now we don't have to have seven curbside pickups. Because you can actually walk in the restaurant now and eat there. So let's take those signs off, curbside pickup, or you almost feel like you're parking in a handicap because, it says curbside pickup. Can I park here? Are they going to tow me? Am I going to feel really bad about myself because someone who is going to get curbside pickup can't park here?
Are you though?
No, it's not handicap. Handicap I get. Those poor people, they have to park closer. You get it. That's it. I respect that. But I suck at curbside pickup. I'm parking there.
The small victories you have to find in life. He goes, you know what? I'm still in this spot. Okay. I'm sure the people in the restaurant, all right, sure.
Whatever.
In your mind, you're taking my rights away from me.
You're not taking my right to park here.
If you're in your mind, you're winning a big battle.
I won a battle.
And the people in the restaurant are like, okay, sure, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, let him
what
park
are we going to do?
Nobody's getting curbside anymore.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yes. No one. Now, actually, I'm getting curbside pickup.
Because you got
to right
go
after the
place.
Show. I have to go, but I don't want to put a mask on. I walk this place. You have to have a mask. I'm like, no. So then you bring it to me, and I'm going to be there with no mask on in my car, and you're going to have to walk up close to my car. What's the difference if I walk in there without a mask on? What's the difference?
I hope there is no curbside pickup because people are taking your attitude, and then you have to park somewhere you don't want to park.
I'll be blocking somebody in, laying on the horns.
Hey, you got.
I'm here.
You got to fight your small. You got to find your battles to fight and win them to add some spice your day. I applaud you for finding a way to make that a big deal.
This is the first time actually. Today is the first time I'll ever have used curbside pickup.
I think I've done it once.
Have you?
I've done it once.
You need seven. No, honest. We went to Saltgrass yesterday for lunch. Seven, and there's no places in the parking. Seven curbside pickups with all empty. I'm like,
did you park
you.
There?
Yes. Yes, I parked there.
And nothing happened, right?
Nothing happened. You know what they didn't do? Tow my car.
Well, they didn't say that, right? There's no sign that says they'll tow.
Oh. Did you go to the one with, like, no parking on Shepherd?
No, this was in on Braeswood in 610.
The Meyerland one?
Yeah, Meyerland. Yeah.
There's a ton of parking in that one.
No, the lot was full.
Was it lunchtime or something?
And I'm like, all right, no, screw you. And this is the best spots. They're the best spots.
Well, yeah, for curbside, the best spots.
Yeah. Guess what?
Not anymore. Not when John's around.
Nope. Guess what?
You're not going to tell me.
You had one less. I walk out there, I'm still the only one parked there. There were still six. I'm pretty sure they were okay.
You're not going to tell me to park in a designated spot.
Jerks. Take away my parking rights.
John's one confrontation away from being on a viral video. You're one attendant saying, excuse me, sir, you can't park here, from you being on a viral video. Congratulations.
You catch the wrong underpaid service industry worker on a bad day.
Who decides you're not gonna you're going to get away
viral. With it? Oh, speaking with some woman on CNN said, well, the reason that there are fewer jobs is because people are scared to go back to work because they're going to be assaulted because they're wearing you make them wear a face mask. Aren't we over assaulting people because of face masks?
I don't know about that.
I'm certainly anti-mask, but
what if there's someone who said you have to wear your mask while you're parking in the curbside? Would you get in a fight then?
I would go, hand me the damn thing. Leave it there and walk away, and I'll pick it up. Leave it on the parking
you
lot.
You have fight over mask energy about curbside parking. You're not that far away.
Screw
from
mask.
Getting into a confrontation.
No, I'm not.
You're not that far away from if someone denied your, or excuse me, sir, you can't dine in there, you would have a confrontation. You're right there on the precipice. Don't worry. It'll happen. Come on, saltgrass worker. I need you to step up next time. I need this guy on a video.
All right. We got news of the weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did you see the guy in China who was walking on a glass bridge? Now, first of all, it's 330 feet above the ground. A glass bridge. You know what happened?
Did the glass bridge break?
Yes, it's glass. Who? I thought they were really smart over there.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Who told you that? Hey. Have you been to those buildings where they have like this, I don't know what you call it, but kind of this glass patio where you can slide down? Like, it's something that in LA I've seen where it's a high rise and it's almost like a ride where they put you, where it's set up where as long as you're on this kind of thing that lets you slide down the glass, you're outside. The only barrier between you and how far the drop is the glass under you and the glass on the side of you. And it's like a ride. Except it's all your momentum because you're just going downhill, kind of like a rug or something, and you slide down. I'm like, nah. And people do it for fun. You just go to this building in the skyscraper and do it.
It's glass. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to break, then you're going to die. Dude was holding on for dear life 330 feet in the air. Apparently, that's dumb. It's glass. Don't have a bridge made of glass. Make it out of steel. And wood and stuff like that. That's just me. I just kind of feel like I'm smarter than those people now.
That slide you're talking about is in L.A.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, it's nuts. And you can see it's a great view if you don't mind what feels like a near death experience.
It's on the 70th floor of the U.S. Bank Tower.
See, you should instead of going to the Friends set, John, like you did the last time, do that.
No, I'm not doing that. The update on the Houston Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? Apparently, the guy who owns the Tiger, they were on a high-speed chase with police. He's a wanted, alleged murderer.
Hmm.
Well, he was out on bond for murder. He was wanted for evading police.
Yeah, they had a chase. And so they got him back, but they still don't have the Tiger. Right? This tiger's still on the loose. No one knows where the tiger is. We got to find the tiger. What? I don't want to live in that neighborhood now. I don't know that I ever wanted to live there.
when your neighbors have a tiger as a pet.
But there's a tiger running around there. I don't want that.
It's a smaller one.
A traffic stop led to a man believed to be dead since 1989. Guess what?
He's not dead.
He faked his drowning death nearly 20 years ago off Florida beach, and he was stopped for a traffic violation. And now I guess he's going to, he left behind a grieving fiance, a daughter from a previous marriage, and he acquired a common law wife and another child in Marshall, North Carolina.
Wait,
I'm back.
He faked his death.
But then he got a wife and
he just kept using his same
info? I don't know. No, maybe they found out that that's him. Yeah.
I respect it. You're in a dead end. You feel like your life's at a dead end. You pretend like you're dead and you get away from it.
Maybe they booked him and then they had his fingerprints.
And he's on there file. Yeah. So credit to him. How many years?
20.
So credit to him for
89. That's 11. 30? Yeah. 30 years.
So credit to him for avoiding getting booked for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's a win. Yeah. How old was he whenever he faked his death?
Well, a lot. 30 years ago.
Maybe so, half his life.
Yeah. Maybe.
Whatever.
So, yeah, you live half your life faking your death and never encountering the police where it could be, it can be figured out. That's a win.
Yeah.
You got away from that first woman. Apparently, that's what he wanted to do.
He wanted that badly.
Yeah.
And his daughter.
Apparently, his daughter. Apparently, he was a pain in the ass, too.
I'm dead. Sorry. Bye. A Los Angeles area man disguised himself as a white guy to commit over 30 home burglaries, police say. Rockin' Prowl. Dressed up. Now, is this, if you disguise yourself in whiteface, is that also a racial problem? Do you think dude is going to have
people are
he's going to get canceled?
I think people maybe it's the whole breaking into 30 homes might be a bigger problem.
That's probably a problem.
Is there a picture of him?
Does he look like Dave Chappelle?
Suit,
a white suit.
Taylor?
No, he didn't paint himself. He's got this white facial suit.
He's not white.
No, but this.
No, he disguised himself as a white guy.
Did he hope to
racist?
What did he hope to accomplish by disguising himself as white?
Never get caught.
Hey, look.
Hey,
I'm sure he had a good reason to do it.
Rakim, that couldn't have been you.
Look,
it was a white guy.
He doesn't fit the description of anyone who's breaking into those homes.
No, he's a white guy,
and he got away with doing it 30 times. So a good idea, right? You said it was how many times did he break into a home?
He had 30.
Cool. Good plan.
India, the Indian government says 5G doesn't cause COVID-19. It also points out that India has no 5G networks. Okay. Thank you. They are trying to stop people, though, there from rubbing cow dung all over their bodies. Doctors are warning against using cow dung as a COVID-19 cure. See, there's a lot of people that are doing it.
Oh no, I know Western India. The cow is safe.
I'm moving east, Eastern India, where they don't rub cow dung all over each other.
Now we know from our offhand knowledge of India that a cow is sacred in India. I guess the dung is too.
Well, if it's
a cow byproduct,
a sacred that's where it came out of. Maybe wait a minute now. Do they have COVID, those people?
Well, India has a huge problem right now. So they're going to extreme measures.
But what about
measures.
The guys that are rubbing?
I don't know that. Were they tested?
Cow poop all over themselves.
Well, I don't know. Were they tested?
See, if they don't, though, can you say it's not true? Are you refuting?
It's not throw shade. Yes, I can refute it. It's not
shady to me. It looks pretty shady to me.
That's one S word for it.
Yeah. The Capitol Hill riots, one of the lawyers blames foxitis for his client's actions. Have you ever had foxitis?
No. I've had my issue with Joe Buck in the past, but never really Fox News.
No.
Is it a terminal thing, or can you get rid of foxitis?
I don't know, but maybe it's a temporary thing that you can get rid of. So, just why watching CNN for the day.
I think if you want to go cold turkey, go MSNBC.
Yeah.
Right. You just want it flushed out.
I want to get out of foxitis.
Flushed out of your system completely. You go to MSNBC.
Does that make it even worse?
It all depends. CNN is a better choice because it's a gradual pull. Maybe not a lot of people can do cold turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it something that the judge threw out immediately?
What if the judge, what if the sentence is having to watch MSNBC for a year every day?
I don't know if those Foxitis people could take it.
No,
I don't think they could, considering if your lawyer is at the point where he's blaming a news network and giving it a name, mm-hmm. maybe you're screwed.
A Wisconsinite 22-year-old is in a little bit of trouble. His Mother's Day gift to his mom was a taser to the neck.
Oh, I gave flowers and chocolate.
That's different.
I got that delivered.
That's a better gift, I think.
Tasers.
Taser,
a taser
to the neck.
And a neck. What did she do? We have to ask that question.
Him. Well,
wasn't that a gift for him that he was born? Did she provoke him, John?
I don't know what she did.
See, we're taking a one-sided approach. We don't know what she did.
I don't know.
Maybe she was giving him some tough love, and he was like, you know what? Tough love back.
No.
If you want to
maybe he's just a little a-hole kid.
Like, I think, well.
They all are.
Well, yeah, you said that before.
Yeah.
Was he an adult?
Yeah, 22 years old.
Maybe.
Hey, Ma.
Maybe she said
Happy
something.
Happy Mother's Day.
Maybe she said something she shouldn't have said. Just
needed to catch a fresh one on Mother's Day.
I never gave that to my mom. Didn't think of it.
You didn't think to give your mom an electric fresh one on her mother's on Mother's Day?
We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.